Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Tonight's stories. Dun, dun, midnight.
Dun, dun, after party.
Random.
25.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Comfort Level Podcast. I'm Michael, and I'm here with...
Nearsighted Harley Quinn.
Hulk Hogan, brother.
What is that? You got the sound of it? It was the lip crinkle for me because I was like, what is that signal? I was like, is he not talking at all?
I was like, oh, he's going for that ominous darkness.
I was like, well, what's wrong with John?
Death. Oh. The one who knocks. The Grim Reaper.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Hey. We are here not for our Halloween episode. We're just here looking normal.
Obviously.
Right.
And hanging out.
This is just another day.
Yeah, it's just another day.
Other day in the lab.
Husker's actually dressed up a little bit, but you can't see him, and I'm not going to pick him up because he's laying down. But if he gets up to bark, which is likely, you'll be able to see.
A little surprise, perhaps?
A little surprise. I can tell you what I've been up to.
What you've been up to?
Yes.
Hey, yo! Okay, I will say Maddie has made it right. Mike.
You have to explain what even happened because they don't even know.
They don't know? Well, I guess we'll give a Sparks Note version. Ooh. The Express... Maddie drank up all my Red Bulls.
In Oklahoma.
All of them.
She and I was took like, your Red Bull
when you were in need. Damn,
yeah, she's a friend in need.
Yeah, she's a gold drink drinker. Way over time.
Maddie drank up all.
She
all
drank
of,
my.
I ain't saying she.
But she ain't messing with the broke bull.
Hey.
Maddie drank them up, and now I think I've gotten her hooked on these.
Mm. Yeah. But at the way that this drink is making me go, I'm up until midnight for sure.
It
like this first
wings.
Story.
Josh. I hate how you're so smooth with it. I hate how you're so every time you do it and I'm like, oh, and I play off of it and then here we go. It's a word.
But it's like, can it be both? Like, can it be a conversation and a transition? You know?
You do it like that every time and it's so smooth. It's like I get caught with my pants down and I'm like,
oh. Shout out to Sam. I was trying to say it earlier, but you know, you my cousin. Shout out to Sam. He gonna be back. He gonna return. Don't worry.
All right. So this first one is: I took a shower at midnight while my wife was watching TV. Who's the asshole?
Ooh. Okay. I'll tell you.
My wife was sitting in the recliner watching her iPad right outside the kids' bedroom. I figure I'm in the clear to take a long shower. When I turn the shower off, I hear my three-year-old crying and screaming for daddy. I hurry. As I'm going through the family room, I look at my wife sitting watching her iPad and I say, "You couldn't calm him down?" And she says, "No, I tried three times." I go into his room and I pick him up. He immediately stops crying and he starts to catch his breath. I feel what I thought were tears dripping down my shoulder. I think, poor guy, he's been so upset for so long enough for my wife to come in three times. I lay him in bed and I start tucking him in and he says, "I have a mess." I figure tears and snot. I grab wipes and tissues and I turn the flashlight on my phone on. That's when I realized he was covered in blood.
Oh.
His first bloody nose, and it was bad. All over his face. Arms, clothes, stuffy, blanket, and I'm covered. Those were not tears dripping down my shoulder. I get cleaned up and I ask my wife to shout the bloody items while I get him cleaned up. I'm tucking him in and I asked why he didn't let mommy help, and he said, mommy didn't come check on me. Somebody never checked on me. Now my wife is pissed at me for expecting her to help. I'm pissed at her for not taking care of our son while I'm in the shower and she's watching her iPad, and I'm pissed that she's pissed that I expected her to help. So who's the asshole?
Like, she's pissed. Say that last one again.
She's pissed that he expected her to help while he was in the shower and he didn't know, and she's right next to the door. I think it's clearly the wife.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a... Yeah.
Because why did she have to lie and say, yeah, I checked up on him. Mm-hmm. And this kid has like a bloody nose, bleeding all over everything and everywhere.
Dang. Yeah.
And you're just like on your iPad.
And a long shower too. Like, what is a long shower to you guys? That's like 30 plus minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, 40
yeah.
maybe.
At least 40. I say at least like 40 minutes is like a long shower.
Because I want to say it's a little bit, it's a lot longer for women. Or people, oh, yeah. I want to say it's for people who have longer hair and have to like do hair care and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe if you have short hair, it might not be as long, but you could be sitting under that shower. So how long does it take you guys to take a long shower?
A long shower? It could. It takes
still
a long
40
time.
Minutes.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
chilling?
I just like the water just hitting me.
Yeah.
I'm good to stand there.
Yeah.
I'm good to stand there.
Okay. Yeah.
And just like almost like under like my skin almost burning off.
Exactly.
But like not quite.
Because then you get out and you like feel like your skin like
yeah you need like a little like singe when you stop the water and you still feel that singe on your skin
because
yeah.
once you get out and you hit that cold air hits you, it's like your skin's like
yeah. And I love like when I take an extra hot shower, I get out and like I can see the steam coming off of my body. That's a sign of a fantastic
yeah.
shower.
Yeah, like if the mirror's not foggy after you get out of the shower, yeah, you didn't clean. Shower right.
You didn't shower right. Yeah. You weren't in there long enough.
Right.
You telling me you were in the shower and your windows didn't fog up? Interesting.
Interesting. Suspect.
Interesting.
Unless you're taking cold shower.
But
Who's really doing that?
That's what
a different
saying.
Type of beast.
Yeah, that's like people that are like really locked in. Because I guess like a cold shower, like if you're like horny or something, it's supposed to like get that off of you. You
know I just want to say that's crazy. That's the first thing you thought.
Yeah.
Because there are so many other health benefits that you could have said.
Yeah, there's so many. Blood flow, circulation.
But that's the first thing you said, right? So what's the other stuff?
Oh, yeah. It's supposed to be good for your skin, better than hot water. Yeah.
It's good for like athletes do it and stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to like.
It does offer many health benefits.
Yeah.
I don't know what the health benefits are, but my brother, he started taking cold showers and he's like, I'm really trying to change my mentality. I got to take cold shower. And I'm like, okay.
Okay. So past the shower though, the fact that you probably took a 40 plus minute shower.
Oh, that's a shower right there.
Somebody, your partner was right next to the door hearing the baby cry. And didn't check on them, like that's crazy. And the fact that they're upset with you, I wonder if she was just upset because when she realized how serious it was, she tried to like blame it on him, be like, why would you expect me to do that?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he though? If he's in the shower and you're on your iPad,
right?
Mm-hmm. Why would he step out of the shower, soap running down his ass crack to take care of your kid?
He doesn't even hear it. He doesn't even hear it.
Right.
He didn't hear it until the shower stopped.
Because like me, hey, I turn my music all the way up in the shower.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bing. Bing. Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's a...
Yeah.
I was going to say, that's the only thing that was kind of weird to me is the fact that she didn't go. And then was mad about it afterwards, but maybe it is just that whole, she's just upset she got caught, pretty much not stepping up.
I would hope so, because what's the other, you heard your baby crying and you didn't go check on him, like, and it sounds like the way that he said my son was like, or my kid was like choking up, like, were they choking on the blood? Like,
right.
Was there almost an even more serious situation happening? Or
right. Because didn't he say, like, the kid said, like, oh, yeah, nobody. She never checks up on me or nobody ever.
Nobody it's not
funny.
Checks on me.
It's yeah, not funny. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, that's what OP said. But I was like, maybe the kid did say that. But.
Yeah. And then it makes me think about, like, the context of their relationship, too, mm-hmm. of, like, does she always have to look after the kid? So then yeah. that's kind of why, you know, this is, like, her one little break or whatever.
That's what I was wondering yeah. too, but it's like it was like midnight, so in a way you guys are like both off.
Mm.
It's not like it was he just got off work or you know, he just got home after work or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
So top comment, not the asshole. The biggest issue for me is the lying. At the very least, she could have been honest that she didn't go in, but it's also profoundly fucked up to think that she didn't want to check on him. She's treating the idea of checking on her kid the same way a part-time cashier would treat having to mop a floor when it was supposedly their coworker's turn to do it. It isn't a job that she gets to clock in and out of. She has to be present and show up at all times. Mm-hmm. And if you were in the shower and you couldn't hear them crying, then it was definitely her chance to act. And I think that's another thing, too, of like what you had mentioned, because I consider that, too. But he literally couldn't hear right. that the baby was crying, yeah. but she could. She was right next to the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was that. Did anybody have anything else to add?
Was there a top comment or another one?
No, that was a top comment. Can I unabashedly look at the board or is anybody going to be mad at me?
I was going to look and then I knew you were going to say something about me looking.
Yeah, too bad we can't clean up that transition like this next story.
Josh. Let's go. Boys. Lose just a little bit of the hairline. I was like, it was crazy.
It was just the thought and the stress about it.
So why did you make that face, sir?
I just because
you stared at it long enough for me to make eye contact with you again.
I just saw, like, you know, extra couple wrinkles in the forehead, and I just wasn't expecting it.
Couple wrinkles is crazy.
That's all.
I'm just exasperating my face.
Right,
and really,
yeah.
that's raising nothing a little eyebrows. Botox
yeah,
can't
exactly.
fix.
Yeah, nothing
but when
wrong
I
with
lower
that.
Them, they stay there. Forget you guys. I'm not coming to the bad guy support group anymore.
I'm not a bad guy, brother.
Aren't you a bad guy, though?
Right.
Wait,
I heard some things about
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I've heard things.
Yeah, you're racist, actually.
Oh, I am?
Oh, I am is crazy. You ain't know.
I just saw. I was like, I gotta find something. I was gonna be SpongeBob, but I didn't.
Oh,
have
so you came all the way out of character now. You back to Brandon?
I was gonna be SpongeBob, but I didn't have any khaki shorts
because
I literally got the black Crocs, and I was like, this looks just. Like
I love how fast you separated yourself from Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, quickly.
I can't
if you don't know,
now you know. I wish I did.
Yeah. I actually like this character.
Willful ignorance. I don't know.
Man.
Am I overreacting to my wife cleaning up downstairs before out of town conferences?
Wait, what? She cleans up her own basement
yeah.
before she goes out of town?
Yeah.
Right.
Wait, is she going out of town or is he going out?
Let me just read this.
Who's going out of town?
I feel like he's going out of town. And he's like, why is the basement all clean?
And she cleaned up the basement?
Right.
Am I overreacting to my wife cleaning up downstairs before out-of-town conferences? My wife goes to 2 to 3 week long out-of-town conferences every year. I've noticed a pattern that my wife will do some very thorough grooming prior to our out-of-town conferences. Prior to conferences is now pretty much the only time she'll bother completely shaving down under. I know that at these conferences, she generally meets up and goes to parties with her friends and colleagues from current and past jobs.
Oh.
I'm only laughing because I let you guys think that it was downstairs.
Like the basement?
I'm not laughing at her shaving downstairs.
Right.
I'm not generally jealous, but I'm struggling to come up with an innocent explanation. One of her conferences this year is in Vegas. I'm coming along for the first few days, and then I'm heading back to work early next week. I left her in the hotel room and went down to get food, and she took a bath. Came back up to the room, and sure enough, she's completely shaved, and it's completely bald. I've mentioned it, and she said she needed to clean it up because she's going swimming. She then kind of went into cuddle mode, which she sometimes does to assure herself that we're okay. I'm now thinking back to all the other conferences. Most of them didn't have pools or swimming that I'm aware of. Am I overreacting?
No. I too am trying to come up with an innocent explanation, and I'm reaching, and I've yet to come up with anything. Does anybody have any innocent suggestions?
The way that it's written, I'm like, I think you do have something to be worried about, because that's fishy that you say in general. Because at first I was like, maybe it is for like going swimming or whatever. But the fact that he points out that there is no pool, but she does it anyway. I mean, Emin's like, do you know there's no pool before you do it, just in case, you know? I don't know. And then the fact that he's like, she's literally going into cuddle mode, which is what she does to assure us sometimes. That's information that he's giving us, but it's kind of making it a little bit more uncomfortable. And like, oh, maybe you're not overreacting.
Yeah.
Listen,
yeah.
I'd be suspicious.
Yeah, for sure.
Harley took off her glasses.
Oh, sorry.
That's how you know.
Yeah, it got
That's
serious.
How you know. Are you kidding? If I'm like, oh my God, that's crazy. I feel like from a partner standpoint, if my partner was doing that, I'd be like, who are you?
Right.
What are you doing?
So you don't never do this.
You don't never do this. You only do this. And you only do it only, when you yeah. go out of town. Mm-hmm. Why? Why? At that point, literally why?
Mm-hmm. Is there a consistent variable that's going on these conferences as well?
She's alone. And there's no pools. Well, there is a pool this time, but
it's like for work, right?
Yeah, it's for work, and it's for her current and past jobs. They're usually all together
now.
Apparently.
Now, things aren't looking good.
Things aren't looking good. Yeah.
Things aren't looking great.
So there's a little bit of an edit here.
Ooh.
In a mildly humorous turn of events, this made the front page. Since my wife uses Reddit, the predictable thing happened, and I woke up to a, oh my God, you dumbass. I'm glad I still make you jealous, but I'm not cheating on you text. So thanks, I guess, for forcing the conversation. I'm confident I'm just being a touch paranoid. Appreciate all the ladies responding that this is pretty much normal behavior. For your information, you're weird for grooming your pubes for self-confidence, but you're also very kind for telling me that and letting me get some sleep last night. Second edit, tomorrow I'm getting a Brazilian to see if it makes her equally jealous. We'll report back.
Ow.
Wait, okay.
What? Do you believe? Who are these survey of women? who is the population you were surveying? Because
are they loyal?
Are they loyal?
Right. And then what was the proof that it was just word of mouth?
Like, yeah, no, the wife was just like, I saw this and
silly
you're
Billy,
an idiot.
I'm not cheating on you.
Right, with no proof, no receipt, proof. No.
I'm supposed to believe that?
I mean, you might be self-assured, but I'm not overreacting
right.
for you.
Because I'm like...
You hear... Listen, I've seen all these posts about everybody has this universal experience where they go see a pop star and like, oh my God, this is my favorite pop star. Like, he's going to notice me. And once he notices me, we're going to go home and we're just going to bang it out. That's why they shave. That's the whole reason. That's why I'm shaving, because I want to make sure it's nice and tight. I got the line up, right? And you're telling me, Miss Ma'am, she's going on a conference out of town for work.
Because it was weird. It's like, so he said that he went for the first few days, and that's where she shaved, was in the hotel room when he went to go get dinner by himself, and he came back and she was squeaky clean. And then they got in bed, but he said he's leaving early because he's got work next week, so she's gonna be there for a little bit longer.
Did she know the timeline too? I guess
she
that's
knows,
the other,
and she wants it to be fresh,
because the other thing too,
come on.
Can we think about this for a second?
Yes, ma'am.
Is she didn't shave before she got there while she was with him.
Right.
There was pools there the whole time. Mm. He's about to leave and she's
Thank
shaving.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you. She wants it to
I
be
smell a rat.
Bald.
Dang, like fresh.
She
fresh.
Don't want that cactus.
Yeah, no.
She
prickle.
Don't want that prickly pear. Okay.
All right, come on now.
Sheesh.
So sounded like Brad Summer in here.
Girl, live your truth, but damn.
Man. Damn. Man.
Seems like she's going to an after party. Like this next story.
Yeah.
Okay, so this one is, am I the asshole for breaking up with and kicking my girlfriend out because she went to an after party without me?
Well,
I, 24 male, and my girlfriend, 23 female, Anne, began dating in college. Last week, Anne invited me to her coworker Joe's party. I have heard a lot about him in the past, and he and she seem to have a lot in common, especially with their taste in music. Apparently, he was an amateur musician with a fairly successful YouTube channel. Joe initially invited only Anne, but when she asked him if I could tag along, he said it was fine. That party was on Saturday evening. It was a fun party with about 30 people held at a restaurant Joe had rented out. Ooh. Towards the end, though, I wandered into Anne's little discussion group, and I immediately got the feeling that nobody wanted me to be there. Most of all, Anne. It was her, Joe, and a few other people. Thinking that I was just imagining things, I hung around and listened to Joe basically boast about himself the whole time. A little while later, I wandered off to get myself a drink and chat with a few other people. Eventually, the time to leave came around, and I went to find Anne again. Joe approached me at that point and said that he was having an after party at his house, and I was going to refuse, but then he said, "Sorry, man, only Anne is invited," while clapping me on the shoulder. I first told him, "Do not touch me," and then in that she's not going, and he informed me that she already accepted the invitation. I texted Anne immediately and asked where she was. She responded saying, "Sorry, on the way to Joe's place. I'll see you tomorrow. Love you." I asked if she knew that I wasn't invited, and then she left me on read.
Oh!
Texts after that were all ignored.
Ooh.
I drove home furious. I stayed up all night, and finally Anne walked in the door at 5:42 a.m. I know because I was by the window watching. I recognized the car as Joe's and the driver as Joe. Nobody else was in the car. Anne waved to him cutely and laughed at something he said. Anne came inside and acted surprised to see me still up. At that point, I flatly told her that we're done, and she had the rest of the day to move out. Anne was at first confused with me, and then I told her that she can just move in with Joe. She rolled her eyes and said nothing happened. She gave me this spiel about my insecurities and imagination. I said it didn't matter. After this back and forth arguing, Anne finally relented and sarcastically thanked me for wasting the best years of her life. Anne finally moved out yesterday, and it was pretty dramatic. She said that she loved me and that I was throwing away everything over a party. Did I do her wrong? I feel like I'm getting gaslit.
I understand being upset because that's low-key messed up. Like that is messed up. Like, breaking up and kicking her out.
Right, yeah, that like, is extreme.
I don't think I would have broken up with somebody over that. I think right. I would have been absolutely pissed off.
Yeah.
Because I think that's messed up. Because if we, like, if we go somewhere together and we're a couple, like, oh my God. And we're a couple and it's basically like, oh yeah, she's invited. But they literally tell you straight to your face, yeah, you're not invited, but...
it's super suspicious.
Your partner is. Anne is. She's invited. That's weird. Because what's going on at this party?
Right. And why can't you come?
Why was I invited to this portion of the party, but I can't go to the after party?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. What are y'all doing?
Very much so, yeah.
And so, then, like, the leaving, when she got out of the car, and she's like...
And he dropped her off alone. Almost the next... It was the next morning.
It was.
It was 5 in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the next morning, she spent the night over there. Basically.
And honestly, the more I'm talking about it out loud, like, the more I'm like, well, she's off actually. With her.
She said valid, actually.
That is kind of messed
up. Yeah, I could. Yeah, nah.
That's messed
the
up.
The spending the night is what's also, like, that point right there is just getting me, because what could you possibly be doing with a friend over a significant other overnight of the opposite gender?
Right.
The biggest thing is, though, he brought it up to her. He reached out to her and he said, "Do you know that he did not invite me, like, on purpose?" And she left him on read. Mm-hmm. And then all of his other concerns, she just ignored him, which is why that's like the biggest suspicion. Because yeah, to a certain extent, it could be like, hey, you know, this is something that I want to go do. That's really weird that he didn't invite you, so I probably won't go because that's some weird energy. But it's not too unnormal for like one person to go and the other person not. But the way that all of this stuff is adding up, it seems like they definitely like each other. And because she's in it just as much as the other guy is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him being the one who's like, hey, just so you know, you're not invited. Tap on the shoulder.
Yeah.
That's this actually messed up. That's disrespectful.
This is giving like work boyfriend type vibes. Yeah,
work husband.
Yeah, work husband.
Can feel, even in the store, you can like feel the tension between the two of them. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, that pat on the shoulder, that would have got me.
Because you know that pissed him off because he had to write it down. Mm-hmm. He said he patted me on the shoulder.
I'm swinging.
Right.
I'm swinging. Because
at that point, he knows that he won. In that instance of like ego, whatever, like he's like, I got you. I got you. And I know I got you.
And it was proven when he was like, do you know what this man just did to me? And she just leaves it on right. Because initially she was like, because I think he said she called. And then she texted back, and then he texted her back, and that's when she left him on red.
And I think I feel like it was very calculated for him to like pat him on the shoulder,
like patronizing,
and then then for him to be like, well, you know, she already said that she was going. Like, I'm just telling you, you're not invited.
Right.
That's disrespect. I feel like that is so disrespectful.
He went out of the way to do that.
He went out of his way to be like, yeah, she's going and you're not. Why? Because you're not invited.
Right.
But I'll have fun with her.
Now that line is diabolical.
Like, that's how it feels.
At least he didn't say little bro. Because if he said little bro or bud, you got to fight. I'm sorry.
Pal. Oh, God. Literally.
See you, little buddy. So top comment, not the asshole. If you love someone, you don't leave them behind and go to an after party with another guy. You did the right thing. I'm sorry. I know it hurts, but you'll meet someone better. And then another comment says, the way bro was like, your girl is coming, you're not. That's all I need to know to do the same. So.
Yeah.
You're looking over there a little hard, Sadia.
And see, that's why I don't glance over there. That's exactly.
I just thought out of the side of my eye. But yeah, this story is making me grow a little.
Ooh.
Oh, that is pretty bad. Yeah.
You know, you're just
this is giving mullet now. Actually,
it is.
Yeah, it is. And it's real flowy too.
The party is all in the back.
Yes.
Only in
what
the
do
back.
You mean by that?
Just what I said. The party's in the back.
Come on.
It's not.
Why did
here?
You have to laugh and then straighten your face like that?
Because that's what the situation called for. Okay. Yeah.
That was really random. Like this.
Like
next story.
Next story. The Rogaine in full effect. Okay. The regrowth is crazy.
Turkey did me right.
Oh, you got the transplant.
All turkey.
Was it expensive?
I mean, yeah, but like when you like. Murder people, you know, like you just kind of take their stuff and take their money and stuff. Okay. So it's pretty chill. Nice. I mean, it's like that the outfit can't really change much, but the hairline changed. That's all I need to remember.
Can I say, for being like a murderer, you're pretty clean and pristine.
I haven't killed tonight yet. It's not Halloween
yet.
Okay. Might have to beat you to it.
Graham, whose door you gonna be knocking on next?
Hey, this guy.
You feel me?
That's my buddy. Locked in.
Oh, they must be best friends, actually.
Am I overreacting for being upset when my stepdad brings random men into my room?
Oh.
Nope.
Okay. Mm-mm. And at that, you're done.
Yeah. You're cooked.
Who is the stepdad?
I, 16, female.
Oh!
Live with my mom, 32, female, and my stepdad, 44, male. And twice now, he's brought male friends of his who I've never met into my room while I'm sleeping. For some context, my mom recently redid the room. The first time this happened, I asked him to not do that again, seeing that being woken up by strangers in my room is both frightening and puts me into a vulnerable state. After that, we got into an argument about boundaries, but it happened again earlier this morning. He brought a neighbor into my room while I was sleeping around 9:30 a.m. to look at the newly painted walls. Both times, I have asked my mother to talk to him about privacy, but she says it's not a big deal. So am I overreacting?
No.
Mm-mm.
That is absolutely freaking weird.
That's diabolical.
That's weird.
The mom is disappointing me.
Right.
Close to pissing me off. But
and it's just like,
she's pissed me off.
You know, I mean, it's not her actual father, but like, even as a father figure, you know, it's like your job as far as kids go is like, you're the protector. And so if you're letting strangers into the kid's room, it's like, what are we doing? You're not thinking.
And not just any time, at the most vulnerable times.
Yeah.
She was literally sleeping at night. Nobody else is in there.
That's weird. Yeah. Dude.
And it's like,
so
like, how hard is it to just take a picture? The room empty.
It's a painted
like,
wall.
It's a
right?
wall that yeah. you painted.
Literally.
You telling me you can't snap a pic and be like, yo, this is, first of all, why are newly painted walls like this earth shattering, groundbreaking thing?
That's the dumbest right. excuse he could have came up with.
Oh, I gotta show all the
redid
friends.
Your walls.
We gotta show the friends.
I have to show this neighbor.
Right.
The neighbor?
Yeah.
Because it's like, you say that's the stepdad and like his response, that's not his kid, but it's his responsibility to protect. I think mothers protect too. That's
yeah.
her
sure.
actual
yeah,
mom.
For sure. Yeah.
And her for mom sure. is being like, you're overreacting. And the fact that she's having to stand up for herself because nobody else is seemingly protecting her. Is really frustrating to hear.
Weird, because who?
That's really weird.
Who the fuck cares about the eggshell white you just put on her fucking walls?
When you can't
right.
see it because it's literally
nobody
dark.
Nobody cares.
You can't yeah. see anything unless and you're turning on the light.
You're bringing right, yeah. men.
Yes.
In her room right. while she's sleeping.
Yeah.
And then the mom's just like, oh, you know, no big deal. And this girl is 16, and you she can pick up on that.
Yeah.
Even her just saying, hey, this makes me uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It should have been over and done with there.
Right.
Yeah.
Whether or not you're like, oh, yeah, it's fine. Like, you know, just showing it, which that by itself is weird, but I digress. Her just telling you, hey, this is something that makes me uncomfortable. You can't even respect that like super minimal boundary.
Right.
Because it's weird if her stepdad came in there at night to look at the walls. Like, it's right. like he's using an excuse to get into her room and it's...
When she's vulnerable.
Yeah. So...
I hope she shows them.
I don't think they care. Like, I feel like at the end of the day, the mom is going to side with her boyfriend over her kid. At least that's what it seems like right now.
Yeah.
And the stepdad doesn't care because he knows what he's doing. And so top comment here, hell no, I'm a stepdad of a 17-year-old girl and I wouldn't ever think about stepping one foot into her room. It's super weird.
Right.
Okay, somebody else said, okay, yes, yes, yes. But also, why the fuck would a neighbor / friends want to go in there while she's sleeping? That would be so uncomfortable for me to go into someone's room while they're sleeping, especially if I was a grown-ass man going into a sleeping teenage girl's room. How extremely weird.
Very.
So yeah, hopefully she just got the validation that she was like, you guys agree with this, right? Yes. This is really weird.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's 25 reasons why this is wrong. Just like this next story. Jesus.
There we go.
I was so like, I don't even know if enamored is the word, but like I was just so caught up. And like how good it was.
Yeah.
But I forgot I was the person who was supposed to press the button.
Sadia definitely like got me. You don't have to try and hide the smile. Two times you tried to push it down. Okay, it's okay.
Show them gold, girl.
Stop, guys. Don't gas me up now.
I was like, of course he's going to say something else. But then also I heard the rush of the transition. You got a little nervous there.
I did. It like always makes me nervous because you guys like all simultaneously look at me like.
But heck yeah.
But you got it
she
in,
got
though.
That transition
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
That
was really good.
I had to get one in.
Yeah.
You know? I've been sideswiped too many times.
Mm. Oh.
Bow, 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 bow.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Whoa. Put it back on.
Run it back. Everybody look away. Close your eyes.
Right.
Maybe we just let it be for a little bit. Or
it needs to be. Do you need to let the forehead breathe?
Take that wig off. Let that forehead breathe.
Hey, Mikael, be who you want to be. If you bald, rock that bald. You feel me?
Am I the asshole for uninviting 25 family members to my wedding 6 weeks to Showtime?
No, they must have deserved it. Yeah. I'm all for saving some money. Saving money, living better.
Come on,
Walmart. Am I the asshole for uninviting 25 family members to my wedding 6 weeks to Showtime? I've had this Halloween wedding planned for 2 years. The venue I wanted has a wait list. All of a sudden, my mom and grandma decided the wedding was satanic and wanted me to make last minute changes. I told my mom and grandma a firm no. 2 years, my family has known about this. And because I have told them now, half of my mom's side thought they would be cute and say they aren't coming in a random power struggle. I told them fine and canceled everyone's invitations who complained or backed my mom or grandma on this. One of my sisters acted like she stepped out of bridesmaid duty, so I replaced her. It was about 25 people that decided to act stupid at less than a 6 week mark, so I sent out uninvited invitations and I sent out new QR codes for those attending, and the venue will check in by only those to let those people in. My aunt, who was one of the uninvited, told me people are allowed to disagree with me, and that doesn't mean you can just pull an invitation from a wedding that they have made plans to attend.
Make new plans. How about that?
I told my aunt they had 2 years for complaints, but saying you're not going at 6 weeks before my wedding is bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone fucked around and found out.
Yes.
I will not be bullied by my family over this. Am I the asshole?
Absolutely not, girl. Yeah. That is so girl boss. I love that for her. Because really, last time I checked, it is my wedding and I will have my way. So yeah, absolutely. If you want to complain, you're done. You're done. Let's not even go back and forth about it. We don't even need to have a conversation. Why? Because it's my wedding. That's so funny how that works. Yeah. You're uninvited. You wanted to complain. You can disagree with me all you want. You made plans to come to my wedding. Make new ones.
You want to plan a coup?
You know.
Go ahead and rub this head because good luck with that.
Good luck, Charlie. Good luck.
It's actually Mike.
Mike, sorry.
That was such a girl boss move, though.
Mm-hmm.
Not even girl boss, but just boss in general.
Yep.
Yeah, she stood on business, big business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they wanted to play in her face. She wasn't going to let them do that, you know? So
they really did, though. It's a Halloween themed one, and you knew about it for 2 years. So you've been annoyed about it for 2 years, and then at the last second, you try and get everybody to like be like, "Well, I'm not coming." And she's like, "Okay, well, then I'll go. Don't come."
Right.
That is fine with me.
Yeah. I love that. Because, you know, I feel like it's hard, especially with family, sometimes to, like, really stand on that. You know what I mean? Because, like, you want to give them a second or a third chance, whatever. Yeah. But,
you know. And that's probably the most people that you want to be there is family.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is a wedding.
Mm-hmm. The fact that they just doubled down on it, too.
Right?
It's like, bro, it's not that serious. It's not your wedding.
Right.
Why does it matter?
If anything, though, you don't have to worry about, like, as much stuff, like, decorations, food.
Yeah.
Like this next story. I'm so sorry. Am I overreacting? My husband ate all of my food. So, I just had surgery on my stomach and intestines almost 2 weeks ago. Because of that surgery, I have to adhere to a very strict diet until I'm fully healed. If I stray from the diet, it could cause severe complications and possibly lead to death. So for the first 2 weeks after surgery, I can only drink a full liquid diet. The most solid thing I can eat is pudding. I can't even have soup with any chunks of veggies or meat in it, even if they're soft. There's not a lot of variety to choose from, and I'm not having a good time at all. Plus, I'm still having pain from the procedure and some nausea, and I've had to go in for IV fluids and iron twice now. Prior to surgery, I meal prepped for myself and for the family so I wouldn't have to worry about it after. I made meals for myself for every stage of the diet with specific macros and ingredients to meet my needs and comply with my other health problems. For example, I have celiac disease, so everything has to be gluten-free. I also follow a low sugar, low carb diet, so everything has to comply with that as well. I also made meals for him and our son, meals specifically requested by him. I stocked up on snacks they liked and asked for. We also have a fairly strict budget right now, so I made everything from scratch to save money. About a fourth of everything I made is in the freezer attached to our fridge for convenience sake, and the rest is in the deep freeze in the garage. So most of the meals in the house freezer are gone, so I went to the garage to restock. All of the meals I made for myself are gone, just completely emptied out. I'm really upset because I have no energy right now to make more. Living off of liquids and having anemia will do that to a person. My diet is hopefully progressing to soft solids tomorrow, so I was really excited to be able to eat some of the food I made. I asked him about it, and he blamed it on our son first, which I know is BS because that kid hates all of my special food with a passion. There's no way he'd be sneaking my food. So I questioned my husband again, and he admitted to it, said that he'd been taking my meals to work as his lunch because he was too tired to make his own lunch before work. He has always made his own lunch up until now. He also said that he was bored with the lunches he makes and my food provided variety. I'm exhausted. This recovery period is kicking my ass. Before surgery, I ran a mile every day. Now I barely have enough energy to walk up the stairs. I'm not supposed to lift more than 10 pounds. I'm not supposed to do anything more strenuous than walking. Even taking a shower is tiring right now. The anemia, dehydration, and lack of proper nutrition is making it worse. So when he admitted to taking my food, I just started crying. He hasn't been much help after the surgery. My son, 11 years old, has been doing all the lifting for me and helping me with chores and cooking. When I started crying, he got disgusted and told me that I was overreacting and being a baby. He refuses to make me new meals. He refuses to help me make new meals. He says it's been almost 2 weeks now and I should be able to do stuff on my own. At this point, I'm seriously considering divorce. I mean, my son and I are already doing everything on our own already. And I know my kid won't eat my diet food. Am I overreacting?
No.
No. What child wants to eat a low-carb, low-sugar, liquid diet?
Right.
What person wants to eat that? What person in general? Not even child.
Yeah. That was. He's missing the mark as a husband.
I feel like that's malice intent.
Yeah.
Because no one should go out of their way to eat that.
Right.
He's never eaten her type of food before because he has a really strict diet. But the moment that she gets surgery and it's just sitting there, he said, it added variety to my life. I was bored with the food that I made.
And she had already made them.
Yeah.
Food of their own.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
You're telling me you don't help me. I'm post-op. You don't help me. You don't really help with me. You don't really help with our kid. Like, I kind of do everything. I pre-made all these meals knowing damn well your ass wasn't going to do it. So I just made them for myself and for you.
And you.
And for our kid.
Homemade.
Man, homemade. What? I'm not at 100% right now. I just had surgery, and you're telling me you go into that deep freezer and pull out my meals after scarfing down yours like you're a trash compactor? Man. Garbage disposal?
Man.
Just throwing it back? You big back?
Come on.
The audacity. I'm trying to not get riled up myself.
No, it's easy to get riled up because I think Brandon's initial thing of there's malice behind it, I think that could be true. Like, it's pissing me off so much I'm growing hair.
That's crazy. Added variety?
Yeah, nah.
What?
He's never done it before. At your most vulnerable, when somebody should be helping you, thank God you at least have your son who can help you, who should not be parentified, but he is. Because, you know, your husband isn't doing anything. And it's like she's going out of her way to, like, they're on a budget, make you meals from scratch, all the snacks you could ever want. How much are you eating in 2 weeks that you ate your meals and her meals and all the snacks in the house?
Man,
I mean, for her to just like break down and cry, and he's like, "Oh yeah, you're overreacting."
Yeah, that one was crazy. I heard that. I said, "What? This is your response?"
Because, like, even if you didn't think you were in the wrong, that shouldn't be your response.
I have one question. Do you like your wife?
You must not. You can't. If you see that she's literally in pain, having a hard time. I mean, literally, I feel like if I was on a liquid diet, that shit would, I would have such a freaking attitude. Because I'm literally hungry. And the hardest thing I can eat is pudding.
Mm-hmm.
I'm agitated. I'm frustrated. I'm in pain. I'm tired. I'm all of these things. I don't have help. And you can't even, you can't even not eat my food?
Because really, that's like one of the biggest things a partner is supposed to be there for you for, is to support you. Not even the fact that he's like literally eating her food, which, that's obviously like disgusting behavior. It's the fact that when she's recovering, he's not helping her.
Yeah.
Mm. And when she complains about the pain that she's in, which she's right to complain because she had surgery, I think she said on her intestines.
Yeah.
Right.
He's like being like, stop overreacting. Okay, you get surgery on your intestines.
Men will get a cold. And
Right.
I've seen it with some men for sure. I get what you're saying. I don't want to discredit every guy, but yeah, no, I get what you're saying.
I've seen my brother, like he'll get a cold and he'll just be like, like, and I'm like,
it does feel good to play it up sometimes. I ain't gonna lie, but you know what I mean. It's just like, okay, if you're gonna do that, when the time comes when it's your partner's time, you know, they get sick, you know, whatever, you gotta fill the gap. Yeah, you
double
gotta
up.
Yeah, for sure you gotta give back to where you're getting poured into, you know what I mean?
Being babied by your partner, like when they need you to take care of them, is like one of the best feelings that you could receive. And the fact that she's going through this pain like alone, like I would literally cry. I get why she's crying, because I'm thinking about that. I'm like,
for sure,
if I don't have Brandon, I need my mom. Like, I need somebody to like be there for me, or else I'm crying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. And I get that, you know, people can be strong on their own, but the fact that you have, like, that's worse than not having a partner.
Yeah.
That is worse than not having a partner.
I agree.
Sure. That's crazy.
Because if she didn't have a partner, she would have that food in the fridge.
That's what I'm
saying.
She would,
like, you know, it's just a different mindset that you have. Like, if I was alone, I'm like, okay, yeah, I know I'm by myself. Like, these are the things that I'll have to do to deal with, et cetera, et cetera. Like you said, hell, at least I'd have some freaking food in my refrigerator.
Right.
But I'm in a space where I'm taking care of my family. I need kind of my family to take care of me, my partner to take care of me when I need them the most. And like, they don't really care. They're not really trying. Like, my feelings are just completely just tossed aside. And like, I'm accused of being dramatic or whatever. That is worse, I think.
Yeah.
Like, the mental torment of just that alone, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I think you were kind of touching on it too, but just the whole fact of when you're alone, you know, you do have to like step up for yourself. But it's like, at least you know.
Yeah.
You don't have to have an expectation that at least they could do the bare minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would make me so mad.
And the bare minimum is to don't touch my food.
It is not even a
and
lot.
just stay on your, it's not a lot. Like, she probably has zero, she doesn't have any expectations for this man. She, like, I think you said it earlier, she did more work so that her work could be covered for these next
in
2 weeks of recovery.
Yeah. Because I feel like at that point, you're in the mindset of like, yeah, he's probably not going to really do much if I'm doing this much preparation.
So she has an also on here. I think it's just more description, but it says, also, I just found out he raided my non-perishable food stores in the pantry. It was mostly sugar-free Jell-O and pudding, stuff I can eat on the liquid diet. Pretty much everything is gone except for some sugar-free orange Jell-O. This man is eating the food she's supposed to be eating now. Like, you have somebody in your corner actively working against you. As you're trying to walk forward, they're literally pulling you back. That is the worst kind of partner.
Like, even with the, let's say, the sugar-free Jell-O pudding, that's stuff that you can literally just go out and buy.
Well, they don't have the budget for it.
Okay, true.
But also, if you have any type of caring for your partner, no, I'm not going to touch this because this is all they can eat.
Right.
So, am I the asshole for leaving my husband at the hospital after he refused to be in the delivery room with me? This happened 2 months ago, but it's still causing major friction in my family, so I just need some outside opinions. I, 29 female, and my husband, Jake, 32 male, have been together for 6 years, married for 3. We were both ecstatic when we found out we were expecting our first child. Pregnancy was tough for me, though. I had severe morning sickness, gestational diabetes, and was generally miserable. But Jake was supportive and sweet the whole way through, which made it bearable. As we got closer to the due date, we discussed birth plans. I was adamant that I wanted Jake in the delivery room. I needed his support, and he always agreed. However, a few weeks before my due date, Jake started acting strange. He was distant, distracted, and wouldn't engage in any baby-related discussions. I thought he was just anxious becoming a dad, so I didn't pressure him too much. The day I went into labor, Jake drove me to the hospital, but seemed off. He was quiet and kept checking his phone, and when we got there, he pulled the nurse aside and spoke to her privately. She came in and told me Jake wouldn't be in the delivery room because he was uncomfortable with blood and medical procedures, and I was stunned. He never mentioned this before. I begged him to stay. I told him that I needed him, but he just kept saying, "I can't do this." I was heartbroken and furious, but I didn't have much time to dwell on it as my contractions were getting stronger. Jake said that he'd be in the waiting room, and he kissed me on the forehead before leaving. I was left alone, crying, and feeling utterly abandoned. Labor was long, painful, and traumatic. I was alone the entire time except for the medical staff. When our son was finally born, I was exhausted emotionally and physically. The nurse handed me my son, and all I felt was deep sadness that Jake wasn't there to share this moment. I was taken to a recovery room. I asked the nurse to get Jake. She came back and said that he left the hospital hours ago. I couldn't believe it. I called him repeatedly, but he didn't answer. Finally, I sent him a text saying that I was done and he could find his own way home.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see him until the next day. He showed up at the hospital with flowers and an apology, saying that he panicked and he needed some air. He claimed that he had gone home to shower and change and fell asleep, which I didn't buy for a second. I told him I didn't believe him. I was overwhelmed with anger and hurt. I told him that he had let me down in the worst way possible. He kept apologizing, saying he knew he'd messed up and that he'd do anything to make it right. I didn't want him near me or our son at that moment, so I asked him to leave. He tried to protest, but I told him that I needed to process everything. He left, and I spent the rest of my hospital stay alone with my baby, trying to grapple with the enormity of what just happened. Since then, Jake has been trying to make amends. He's been taking parenting classes, attending therapy, and is constantly trying to be present and supportive. But I can't shake the feeling of betrayal. He abandoned me at one of the most vulnerable moments of my life. Every time I look at him, I remember being alone in the delivery room, terrified and in pain, wondering why the person who promised to be by my side wasn't there. My family is split. Some people think I'm being too hard on Jake and that he made a mistake and is clearly remorseful. They say he's a good father and partner otherwise, and I should focus on moving forward for the sake of our child. Others think what he did was unforgivable and that I should just leave him. They believe I'll never trust him again, and that's no foundation for a marriage. I'm torn. I do still love him. I know he loves me and our son, but part of me wonders if I'll ever get over this. Was it just a moment of weakness on his part or a sign of something deeper that I can't overlook? So am I the asshole for leaving him at the hospital and now considering leaving him for good?
No.
I don't think so either.
Mm-mm.
I think there's very few moments like this that can cause such distrust in your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is cheating. Sorry about that. I can smell it. That fart.
That one smelled like...
Josh might smell it soon enough because it's aimed towards
you. Hopefully not.
One of them is cheating. One of them is oh my God, childbirth is scary, because we've had this discussion before where, like, in the childbirth room or in the
delivery room.
Thank you. That was weird.
Childbirth room.
Sometimes the men faint and, like, they're like, am I the asshole for not being there? But the discussion was had beforehand multiple times. Yeah. And they said he would be there.
Yeah.
He doesn't speak to her for, like, weeks about it beforehand. He, like, always evades the questions. And then he gets to the hospital and it's like she had been alone for, like, weeks, technically, because he had locked her out of his thoughts. Whether they were valid or not, he was wrong for not telling her when he started having those thoughts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because at the very least, even though it would have severely still affected their relationship, she could have, like, had her mom come, like, somebody,
right,
so she wasn't completely alone.
Yeah.
And then, like, him trying to make it up, I don't really think you can. I mean, yeah, you can have therapy, and yeah, you can, because some people can get over their partner cheating, but most can't. So I think this is a similar situation where it's like, some people could do it, but most people aren't gonna think about anything but that. And they're gonna be fearful in the future with a lot of decisions, because that's going to be in their mind, and they really have to, like, train themselves not to think that way. And there has to be a lot of time for you to change, and, like, especially right now, and, like, just having a baby on your own is a lot. And so, like, having a baby and feeling like you're alone and your partner's there and you don't believe that they're there for you anymore, it's just, it's a lot. So I understand why she wants to leave, and I don't think she's the asshole.
As you were saying all this stuff, I started to notice multiple points that I feel like as a man, you just, like, it's one or the other. So it was that breaking of trust, you know, so he went back on his word. That's strike number one. If you go back on your word, you don't have anything. At the end of the day, you say you're going to do something, commit to it. Don't care what it looks like. Two, you have to be strong. For the woman to be vulnerable, alone, and it's like, I can't. Bro, marriage is about sacrifice. Don't say through thick or thin if you're not going to be there when it gets thick.
Right, for sure.
Why are you that? And then at the end, when some people are like, it's a mistake. A mistake is not going into the room. A mistake is not going home
and falling asleep,
showering, and having enough peace to go to sleep. I don't see in one world where you could go home and have enough peace to go to sleep.
There is no world. That's why. There is no world.
He would have to be at least some sort of relaxed to know my wife is giving birth and still be able to sleep. Those four things all together, culmination, you know, like you're saying, if you can work it out, you can work it out. But you have all right too, because he's showing you when it gets thick, I ain't going to be there. But I'm a be remorseful afterwards, but being remorseful afterwards doesn't help anything.
This was a situation where he just had to rise to it, to the occasion, and he just completely missed the mark. I mean, when you decide to have a kid, you know all that comes with it. Obviously, she's going to have to birth this child. And I think anybody's expectation is that he was going to be there. For him to be like, you know, I just can't do procedures. I can't do it. This isn't something that she can just opt out of and be like, I can't do it. It hurts too bad. I can't do it.
Right.
She has to go through this, has to live through it. And for you just to be like, I'm opting out because I just can't do it. That's crazy. For you to be okay with her going through this by herself, not having anybody there. And for you to literally leave the hospital and not even tell her yourself, hey, I'm not going to be in the delivery room. You right. tell the nurse to tell her. You're not even man enough to look her in the face and tell her your shortcomings yourself.
Right.
you go tell the nurse and have her tell her for you, that's embarrassing. For sure. You should be embarrassed.
For sure.
You should be ashamed. You should be shunned. For you to just be like, as a man, you can't even be strong enough for me at my weakest.
Mm. Yeah, that's
while
a line.
I'm trying to birth your child, our child.
Your big-headed baby.
Your big-headed ass baby.
He was cute, but he was big.
And oh. Hey, yo.
She ran out of power.
She said, I gotta go to sleep. I gotta go to sleep or somebody recharge me, one of the two. Yeah, I just think that is so messed up. I mean, I think that is grounds to be like, I just literally want to leave you because you can't rise to the occasion.
Right,
like,
for sure.
You can't rise to the occasion. You can't support me when I literally need it the most. She just went through probably the most challenging thing she will ever go through physically and mentally. And because you can't, quote unquote, do medical procedures, you weren't there. She's birthing a child. She's right. Birthing a child, and you can't get over the psychological fact of it's a medical procedure and blood. What?
Right. Because that's just so weird. Because I'm like, even if you're not there for like the baby actually coming out, because I mean, some it depends on where you go, but some like hospitals don't allow that. You know what I mean? But at least for you to be there when they let you back into the room, like. Even if you're not comfortable, like, seeing it, I guess, whatever. It's just like, bro, the opportunity is there. You just missed it on all parts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had two failures back to back. Because failure one was not being in there. But at least if you weren't going to be in there, be in that waiting room.
Right.
But he wasn't even there.
Bro, left the hospital?
Yeah. That sounds like.
You dodo, what are you thinking?
Right.
Two opportunities and you failed at both.
I think in the long run, though, would probably be easier for her. But right now, no matter what, it's probably going to be really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's tough.
I mean, what he did was just so fundamentally wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That it's like, I don't think there's not an apology. There's no way you come back from that. For me.
Yeah.
Like, if you were to do that to me, there's just no way.
Yeah.
So top comment. The thing is, where did he disappear to? He totally left the hospital. I don't know if I'd be able to trust him. What if a serious issue arises in the future? Hopefully not. Will he abandon you then just to apologize again? And OP responded, like apologies would make it all go away. Apologies that seem very half-hearted too. Man's not even... All right. It's not even a sincere apology.
Get him out of here. Get him out of here.
Yeah. Buddy's cooked.
He's done. He is done. To the gulag.
To the gulag.
Mm-hmm. No, he don't even get that chance. Kick him out the game.
He's done.
Yeah.
He's done.
Game over.
He's done because he's a child.
And with that, I think that's the first Halloween episode that we have.
Woo!
I just want to say a special shout out to Josh. For reaching out to me today.
Shout out, Josh.
Saying he has a cloak that he wants to use in this video.
And come did.
On. Yeah.
Because
and
I reached out to everybody else. Everybody else said, okay.
Yay.
I'm getting
shout
something.
Out to everybody else, too. Come
shout on. Out to Sadia for getting this for me.
Yeah.
Shout out to Brandon for having multiple outfits and shoes. And he didn't know.
He didn't know.
Shout out to Maddie for letting us
do it. Thank you guys for and shout out to Husker for not barking.
Yeah, Husk.
Hello.
And sleeping a little bit and only farting on other people for the most part.
He didn't fart on me.
He usually farts on me.
Man.
I didn't even catch a whiff.
So, thank you guys for coming to the Comfort Level podcast.
Hey, what a way to kick off the holiday, pleasure. Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
Best holiday.
Hey. Best holiday award goes to
Halloween.
Come on.
And we'll see you guys next week, maybe with Sam. Maybe not.
Maybe not. I replaced him. You won't.
Bye.
Bye. Bye guys.
Can we get a Red Bull sponsor?
Tell me why I got a fake Red Bull sponsor in the email and I almost got really excited.
Dang.
But it was like kind of written. You could tell it was written by ChatGPT. Yeah. But it kind of got me for a second. I was like, this is like. Okay, this gives like brand emo compared to what they usually would send.
Yeah.
Which is where they're like, hey, We send you product and you give us a 60-second ad. Mm. Let's freaking shake hands on this. Am I right? Click this click this link. And I'm like, you have any respect for me?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. You, respect for me?
Yeah, you get into the mob boss.
You don't even give me an offer?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. You come to my table.
Mm. Mm.
Give me a piece of slop.
Mm.
Half eaten. Thrown on the ground. Picked up. Put in the trash. Pulled out. And you expect me to receive you?
Degenerates.
And give you something back in return?
Degenerates poorly. Mikey. Sorry.
Mikey knows his value.
Mikey knows. Mm.
As Mikey grows older with age and the hair falls back a little bit more, Mikey's value grows.
Mikey knows.
Because the forehead isn't the only thing getting bigger.
Mm.
The brain's getting bigger too.
Mm.
Mikey knows.
So brands, reach out to us, you know? Have a conversation with Mikey.
Get that off you.
Get that off you. Get that off you, little guy.
The baby talk is crazy. I can get that off you, fella. Little guy.
Get that right on off you. What's that doing there? What's that doing?
Into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.